No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The Ravens, where the Ravens find themselves a six-point favorite. This line has not moved an inch. Opened at six, it is currently still 6 points is the Ravens as your favorite. Bengals, they're not having the season they want.
Yeah, of course not.
Up to this point, but they're 3-1 on the road, and we've seen some pretty good things, some flashes from that offense.
Yeah.
Is T. Higgins going to be back? You know, that's a big question mark. I just feel like the Bengals, it's always been their story when Joe Burrow's been there. Are they healthy?
Yeah, our backs against the wall. You know, obviously going into Baltimore on a short week is a very tough thing to do, especially the way the Baltimore Ravens are rolling right now. And like you said, the Cincinnati Bengals have issues stringing together success. Their defense isn't as trustworthy, and they're banged up on both sides of the ball, like you alluded to. Mm-hmm. The Baltimore Ravens are rolling, Andy.
Yeah.
Outside of their weird loss to the Browns, they are 5-1-1 against the spread in their last seven games.
Yeah.
At home with a short week, it's hard to bet against the Ravens here.
It really is, because you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And Harbaugh is still going to put it on you. And giving them Derrick Henry is a little unfair.
It really has been.
It was like I saw a meme after or during last night's game, Monday night's game with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And it had the dog staring at the other dog, the rest of the NFL looking at the Titans trading
Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry.
Yeah, now Derrick Henry goes to the Ravens. Yeah, the cross between those two teams there. Just unreal. I mean, it was exactly what the Ravens needed at that spot.
Yeah.
And except for that one weird little slip up a couple weeks ago to Cleveland, Ravens have been rolling. They just scored 41 points on Denver. Tell you what. Cincinnati just scored 41 points, albeit on Las Vegas, on the Raiders. That leads us to this total here, 52.5.
Yeah.
I just told you both these teams scored 41 last week. Could they do it again?
Yeah, I really do think, Andy, that is a very good bet, is the over.
Yeah.
I like this game to go over, but I also like the Bengals to play a big part on that. Burrow just had five throwing touchdowns in the game against the Raiders. Obviously, the Ravens are a little bit better than the Raiders.
I think so.
But he's really cooking right now, and he has thrown for at least two touchdowns in six of his last eight games, Andy. And, you know, this point total, you can shop it around a little bit, maybe get it closer to 51. But as long as the total isn't over 53, I really like it. Suggest strongly this over here, one of my favorite plays of the week, just because I think both of these teams are loaded up on the offensive side of the ball and going to score points on Thursday night.
Yeah, the odds makers really got both of these lines just right, because the total hasn't had much movement to it either.
Yeah.
And you can make a good case for both of these offenses, because they are clicking right now, both boasting 40 burgers, 41 points on their last game. Cincinnati, what worries you is the week before when Philadelphia, a much better defense, held him to 17 points.
Yeah, I mean, you know? that's kind of what Philadelphia does, is they keep you close and then run the ball. That's kind of what they're trying to do.
Exactly.
The Bengals, you know, up and down weeks. Who's available? Like you said, T. Higgins available. Are they just going to be able to, just cover Ja'Marr Chase and that's all it's going to be? Mm-hmm. But I do think that they've got some of these other weapons going with Brown out of the backfield.
Right.
Ilsova. Yep. Is it Mike Gesicki, their tight end now?
Yes. Yeah, he had a really good game last week.
It seems like they got a few more pieces going right now. So I do believe that they're going to be able to score on this defense, because I don't trust either of these defenses. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you have to you like the Ravens a little bit more than the Bengals, but I still don't trust either one of them. That's why I'm going with that over.
Yeah, and there's a lot more injuries on the defensive side for Baltimore than the offensive side.
Yeah, for sure.
Did you have some player props over there for Thursday night?
I got three of them. If you want to parlay those, go ahead, all that kind of stuff. But Joe Burrow, over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Like I said, he is going nuts right now. Mm-hmm. Ja'Marr Chase will probably have two himself. But that's at a -125 right now. That is a great parlay piece for Thursday night. Chase Brown, like I was talking about with the Bengals, to go over 60 yards right now is a -100. That is a very, very good line, Andy. He is going to get 60 rushing yards just by sure volume that this guy is getting right now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to another 60-yard rusher with Lamar Jackson. He is at a +125 for 60 yards. This guy could do that in one frickin' run.
You know, he really could, but he is on the injury report as of right now, still listed as questionable, but we've seen that before.
He good. And they can't stop him from running from whatever they try to do.
Nobody can.
I'm saying even the Baltimore Ravens coaching staff, he's going to do what he does.
Okay, yeah.
He is Lamar Jackson.
That's true. All right, should we move on over to Sunday?
Let's do it.
Team that we just mentioned a little while ago, hosting the Denver Broncos. Denver kind of falling back to earth here the last couple of weeks. Yep. Now the record is inched closer to 500. They are 5-4. Now they got to go to take on the 8-0 Chiefs. Don't know how they do it, but they just keep on winning. They are your 9-point favorites. Ooh, I've seen a lot of eights on the board right now, though.
Yeah, if you can get that
skin bet down.
If you can get that under 8. I would do it. I still think I might take it at 8, Andy. What I really like here, Andy, is the underplay. Denver comes into this matchup. Yeah.
41.5.
41.5. Just like you said, got blown out in the second half of the Ravens last week. It doesn't get any easier. Yeah. Chiefs kind of looks like they kind of found their identity with D-Hop a little bit, and with Kelce getting, I think it was upwards of 15 catches Monday night,
crazy.
which is absolutely insane. That's what you want to see from a team that's coming down the stretch a little bit.
Yep.
But
Hunt looks really comfortable.
Yep. Denver's defense has been one of the top units in the NFL, Andy. That's what I wanted to say. But they have allowed 41 points to Baltimore last week. I don't think the Chiefs are as good on offense as the Ravens are, and they don't push the pedal to the metal all the time. You saw it on Monday night. They probably could have beat Bucks by a couple touchdowns, but it came down to overtime
because
they keep games close. That's why I like that under. The Chiefs will probably cover in here, but my best bet is under 41.5.
It does feel like the Chiefs just kind of yo-yo teams.
Yeah.
And they just have so much confidence down the stretch that they
can
always...
You have no chance. If it gets close, if it's pretty much opposite of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. If you get it in the fourth quarter and Mahomes has a chance, or if Mahomes has to get to a field goal, or if Mahomes has to get to a touchdown, it's going to happen. He's that freaking good.
Yeah. And he also clicked over. He has more touchdowns than picks now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you could just see Baker Mayfield's body language when they flipped that coin and said,
in overtime.
And he goes, oh my God, here we go. All he has to do is score a touchdown, and you know he's going to do it.
And Baker had a stellar performance.
Really?
He
good.
Went off.
He's the man.
I think everybody felt his pain there.
For sure.
I like Denver keeping it close for no other reason than Kansas City does that. They just yo-yo teams.
Yeah.
And Bo Nix, and I mean, he sucks, but. He's won more games than he's lost this year.
He has. He's right there. He probably won't turn it over, and the Broncos will, keep the ball for a long time if they can get.
They'll try to.
If they can churn those first downs on with the running game.
All right. We talked about the young man. Baker Mayfield has quick turnaround here. Noon kickoff on Fox. The San Francisco 49ers are heading to Florida to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This line has been bet down just a little bit to 5.5. The 49ers are your road favorites.
Yeah, take them.
Yeah.
Guess who's back, back again. CMC's
no
back.
No way.
CMC is back, everybody.
Let me see this.
It
he is still on the injury report.
He is coming down from the heavens. Christian McCaffrey finally going to bless us with his presence. He's going to have over two touchdowns in this game. It's insane.
Wow.
The San Francisco 49ers coming out party is this weekend against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, 49ers only sitting at 500 right now. 4-4 on the season. They have a losing record on the road. Now they got to go I don't think you can get further travel than this.
Yeah.
San Francisco to Tampa Bay, Florida.
Well, I think Chris McCaffrey's been living in Tampa, so I think it's all good.
He is still on that injury report, but you're saying he's coming back. Huh?
I do believe he's going to make his debut this week. Obviously, check on this before you bet this game, but I believe it's going to give the 49ers that jolt that they need, especially getting him back in. I know that is not a one-all, fix-all kind of thing, but you see this in the NFL. When somebody, when you get a player back or you get a coach back or you get a a quarterback that steps in, it really jolts your team, and I really do believe it's going to be a big one for the 49ers, especially Tampa Bay coming off a huge depressing loss in overtime against the Kansas City Chiefs.
And San Francisco is coming off a bye, and they are coming off the exact opposite. They won a close game against Dallas. Now, Dallas looks maybe not as strong as we once thought maybe they were, but
still. They're going to be in games no matter what.
And the 49ers pulled it off.
For sure. And the reason I like San Francisco even more than the McCaffrey thing is San Francisco has hit 30 or more points in three of its last five games, all three of which were wins, Andy.
Yeah.
And that's without their best offensive player. And this can, like, you could see that Tampa Bay was just pulling at strings, and that I think that's about as many points
as what they can do.
Is what they can do was on Monday night.
24.
I really think that's about as much as they can do, and I think San Francisco is going to try to light up the scoreboard, get fans excited, get the 49ers excited about the postseason.
Okay, well, that total is at 51.5, and there's not been much movement on that. You got, a -105, -115 for the under.
Yeah.
You think San Francisco is going to pour it on, but you don't think Tampa Bay is that capable. They got a lot of injuries on offense.
This is definitely one that I'm going to sidestep, Andy.
Okay.
I think they got it right where they need to have it, obviously, because I do think that the San Francisco 49ers are going to score upwards of 35 points. I just don't know against that defense what Tampa Bay is going to do. So I'm going to sidestep that one. I'm on the 49ers, but if I had, I had to do something, I would pick the over.
I'm going under on that one. I think Tampa Bay's a little too banged up there. And if CMC is back, what is he exactly?
Yeah.
A lot of
unknowns.
Yeah, a lot of unknowns. And Shanahan is another one of those. I think he's a very crafty coach. He's comfortable with a lead. He knows he can. He doesn't need to pour it on necessarily to win. Kind of reminds you of what we were talking about with the Chiefs.
Yep.
So, all right. All righty. So you heard the horn. That means we're up against it. But let's take a quick minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. Got the pickle fight over here.
Yeah.
It is their pickle-flavored brew brewed with real pickle brine. And it's the best pickle beer out there.
The pickle punch to the throat, Andy.
And you couldn't have said it any better myself. Nebraska Brewing Company, world-class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. You know what that stands for. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron,
the Parlay Pounder.
You got it. We're back.
It sounds good. You're sounding good over there.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Love it.
All right.
Nebraska game this week, so I'm feeling good about college football.
There we go. Yeah, just a little break, a little bye week for the fans, too.
We need to recharge as well, because that was not fun.
No, it wasn't. But I do believe we were telling folks, look, for whatever reason, Nebraska leaves the door open, so look for a UCLA cover.
Yeah, look for a UCLA to cover. Maybe win outright.
Maybe win outright. We didn't go that bold, yep. But the Huskers are showing us why we,
why we're in the state we are.
Oh, boy. But let's get to some teams that are making some waves here and having putting together a pretty nice little season here, and that is the Colorado Buffaloes. Remember those guys?
I do.
They are ranked now. They are 6-2 overall, heading down to Lubbock, Texas, to take on the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. This is going to be a fun one. Colorado has now been bet up to a 3.5-point favorite over the Red Raiders. I mean, after that Nebraska game, which seems like a year, 2 years ago, everyone was throwing Colorado, you know.
Both teams, you know, to me, have made total 180s of themselves since that game, Andy. Nebraska's in probably the lowest part of their season right now, and Colorado, it's on its highest point of the season right now. As for Texas Tech, Andy, they're riding high as well, just coming over, beating undefeated Iowa State team, Andy.
Yeah,
the Raiders, the Raiders shot themselves in the foot with 10 penalties and a couple interceptions, but did a great job on defense, keeping the Cyclones in check. Yeah. Now, do I believe that they can do that against Shadur and Travis Hunter? The way that they have been playing is awfully good, Andy, and the Buffaloes are coming off another good offensive outing. Colorado managed 446 yards, 323 of those coming from Shadur Sanders through the air. 25 first downs, 7-13 on third down. They seem to be humming.
Was that what got Jason Kelce so mad? He went to the Cincinnati game, his alma mater, and he got mad after the Colorado beat up on his Bearcats?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
A Colorado fan was getting him mad about talking smack about his brother.
That actually fit the bill. Just fine.
It really did.
In Texas Tech, you talk about the Iowa State win. That's an impressive win. They only lost by 1 point the week before to TCU.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do feel like the Red Raiders have figured something out here, but this point spread is still climbing from that opening line of only 3.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what is probably going to keep climbing is that total, 62.5.
Yeah.
And you understand why.
Yeah, of course, Andy. If you're going to get in on the over, get in on it now because it is going to keep rising. It's probably going to get to, what did you say, it's 62.5?
Yeah, 62.5 right now.
It's going to be 65 by the time this kicks off. I swear it will be. They just love points, and it's probably going to get there, Andy.
Yeah.
I feel good at it. At 62.5, I really do. I like the Colorado Buffaloes to win this game, Andy, but I don't like it at 3.5. I would much rather pay for it,
get that half
3.
Point. Yeah.
And like we said about Texas Tech, they've made consecutive games decided by 1 point for the Raiders, and I think this one's going to be close as well. This should be a very fun college football game, no matter what to watch. I am on Texas Tech plus 3.5.
Throwback. Throwback Big 12 game. That's going to be on Fox. That's a 3 p.m. Central Standard Time kickoff. Good little afternoon matchup there.
Should be a lot of fun, Andy.
I think so, and it makes a lot of sense that this the point spread's moving up.
Yeah.
You know, money's pouring in on Colorado. Now's a sneaky time to get some money in on Texas Tech.
Yeah, agreed. And I think it's going to keep rising. So if you want better money on Texas Tech, keep waiting, especially if you want that money line because it's going to climb.
All righty, should we move on to the 2:30 kickoff over on ABC? Huge game, huge game.
Huge.
SEC just means more.
Yeah.
It just means more. The number 3rd-ranked Georgia Bulldogs are heading on over to Mississippi to take on the Rebels of Ole Miss. Two highly ranked teams.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, they have those two losses, but and the only one you can really shake your head at, though, is that Kentucky loss, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Overtime to LSU. You get that, right?
Yeah.
I was on the road, Death Valley, the whole nine yards. But since that loss 3 weeks ago, they bounced back, really took care of business against the Sooners, and really put Arkansas in their place. I mean, 63-31.
Yeah, that's rough.
It looked like the Rebels were back on track.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Andy. I think there's two things that I'm looking at in this game, which includes Georgia's struggles on the offensive side of the football, and this really boils down to the Rebels' season-defining scenario right now this week.
This is
their season. Yeah. Yeah. I think both defenses are, you know, they have the upper hand on that side of the ball. These defenses are a lot better than these offenses. But I like QB Jackson Dart on Kiffin's side of the ball with his play calling to be the difference in the ruckus home environment. I really like Ole Miss with the plus points right there. I think they might win outright as well. I like Ole Miss in this spot.
I do like that. I do like that outright win right now.
Yeah.
You're giving me 2.5, and that line opened at 2.5, so it's not moving.
Yeah.
Dart is, He is playing an insane type of football season right now. His efficiency is through the roof. 21 touchdowns, only 3 interceptions, 3,200 yards through the air.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he is exactly what Coach Kiffin was looking for and what he's kind of needed there.
He's the guy to really make
Ole Miss churn the way that he always envisioned it.
Yeah.
This total hasn't moved since the opening line at 54.5.
Yeah.
It probably will. It probably will get there.
As I was saying about the defenses, these guys still have playmakers on both sides of the ball.
They do.
They can score points. Mm-hmm. I just think at home, getting 2.5, but I really like that +125 money line right now for Ole Miss. That's probably going to keep climbing. So if you want to wait till the weekend, till kickoff, for Ole Miss to have the best odds, I do believe it's still going to be in Georgia's favor going that way, just because of the name, just because of the rank.
Yeah, I like that money line, +115.
Yeah.
You know, ESPN Analytics, actually, their matchup predictor has Ole Miss winning this
one. Of course.
They got it by 54%. So it's kind of curious that ESPN Bet, which I think is powered by Penn.
Yeah.
Actually has the Bulldogs as the three-point favorite.
It's just that they're number three in the nation.
Yeah.
And they have played really well.
Would you go as far as to say? Would you go as far as to say that the wrong team is favored here?
I think it is. I do believe this is a little game of opposite here. Just looking at the body of work by both teams, so I really like Georgia's 1-6 against the spread in the last 7 games. Andy, that's what I'm looking at most of all.
Okay,
especially going in on the road against Ole Miss, who seems to be humming on offense. That's what I'm going off of.
Yeah, wouldn't you say Georgia's most impressive win was 30-15 over Texas a couple
of
weeks ago?
Of course.
But Alabama got them, you know, and I know that was in Tuscaloosa, that was in Alabama.
But this is kind of the same. This is the kind of the same game, Andy.
Yeah,
that I'm pouring on Georgia right now.
Yeah.
This is just like going into Alabama, maybe even a little bit rowdier in Ole Miss.
I like it. I like Ole Miss here. I'm due for Lane Kiffin to let me down one more time.
I agree.
We don't have the Huskers playing this week, so I'll just put all that angst over on Ole Miss.
Let's do it.
All right, let's move on over to the nightcap.
There it is.
This game's going to be huge.
It is.
The Alabama Crimson Tide is heading down to Death Valley to take on the LSU Tigers. Both teams are 6-2 overall. Alabama is your road favorite by a field goal. A square 3 points is what I'm seeing on most books right now. This line opened up at 2.5, so not a lot of movement one way or the other.
Yeah, Andy, I really love Alabama. This is a good line for Alabama. The Tigers are allowing enemy quarterbacks to complete 62% of their passes and are giving them 8 yards per clip. The Crimson Tide own one of the most explosive offenses in the country and can break it for a TD at any certain point from no matter where they are on the field. I love Alabama in this. I think they're going to probably beat them by upwards of 14 points.
Jabron, you got a short memory here. What about Tennessee? Held Alabama to only 17 points.
Yes.
I get it. It was in Tennessee.
Yep.
And that place,
this is in Death Valley, though.
Yeah, you can make the argument, and it's a valid one. Is it tougher to play in LSU than Tennessee?
Yeah, you could.
They always have the athletes.
They do. I'm just saying on that side of the ball, on LSU, the turnover woes are problematic, and against Alabama's defense is going to be even worse, as completion rate is all the way down to 39%, only averages 5.8 yards per throw. 5 of his 9 picks have come under duress and only 1 touchdown. Yeah. I believe Alabama's pass rush isn't elite, but it can still cause a lot of problems,
it's
Andy.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
And I just believe their defense is going to force turnovers in this game, and it's going to be bad, bad news for LSU.
Yeah, Alabama's offensive numbers are just better across the board.
Yeah.
And Milroe is more of a runner.
For sure.
Right, than Nussmeier. So that gives you, that kind of evens out the, that Nussmeier might have a few more passing yards.
Yeah.
I really liked having that hook, though. If I'm betting Alabama, I like the 2.5, obviously.
Yeah.
Way more than the 3.
All I'm saying is this is going to get more expanded by the time the weekend comes. It's going to be about 4.5 towards Alabama. If you can get it at 3 right now, do it. You have that in your back pocket at least to say, I got the push at 3.
You can get the push.
But I believe it's going to be way more than 3. I think they might – they have a chance to blow them out in this game, I believe.
Whoa.
And, yeah, Alabama minus three. Give me it all day.
Well, if you're thinking blow it, are you feeling over that 58.5?
Yeah, I do believe that it's going to be over. Just because, like you said, LSU is going to score some points. I just believe Alabama is going – it's going to be a spectacle. They're going to make this one of their spectacles. The first week of ranking in the college football playoff, they still think they're going to have a chance at that. If they want a chance at that, they have to start putting points on ranked opponents that are going to really draw the eye of that committee.
And they really took care of Missouri last week, 34-0. You know, I thought the old Tigers could hang in there a little bit better, I guess.
Yep.
I guess not. Anything else you're looking at from this matchup?
No, that's what I have. I just think Alabama is a much better team coming in on the road. And if I can get it at three and not expand it to the weekend where it's going to be 4.5, I believe that you need to lock it in now.
It still feels odd trying to bet against the Crimson Tide. Yeah. I will give you that.
Yes.
Well, all righty. We're getting up against it here. So there's the horn. Take a minute, though, to recognize one of our fabulous partners. That is the Stock and Rod Company, an outdoor lifestyle brand for those seeking adventure. Whether it's hunting, fishing, hiking, they got you covered. Visit StockandRod.com to get your wild game on. I'm going to be wearing some Stock and Rod gear this weekend.
There you go.
Going on a little pheasant hunt.
Little pheasant hunt.
Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days, on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
Mr. Ron, first name Mo.
Mo, Ron, or Ron, it's you, little puke.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL. Where's the line? Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Class, and joined by
Jabron.
Oh, Parlay Pounder.
You got it.
Now, last week, for our religious listeners,
yeah,
we had Jeremy Odom back on the show.
J-O, baby.
The J-O. And that is his Twitter handle, or X handle,
yeah.
J-O from Nebraska.
X.
Yep, J-O from Nebraska. Easy to find, easy to remember. But he has started a new podcast a few weeks ago, The Bottom Five.
Yes.
It's hilarious, and it actually has some pretty good nuggets.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, actually. And yes, like you said, very informative about The Bottom Five, how he sees it.
Yeah.
NFL teams in the league.
I think he calls it like the reverse power ranking.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So he packaged up a condensed variation of that, and he also parlayed it with his five best bets of the bottom five.
Yeah, it's really good.
So we're going to step aside. We're going to let Jeremy take it away here, give us five of his best bets from his reverse power rankings. Jeremy, get after it.
Well, thanks, fellas. My name is Jeremy Odom, otherwise known as J.O. I'm the host of the Bottom Five podcast. You can find it anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcast. This is basically what we do, okay? I give you the reverse power rankings of the NFL every single week, and I give you a look at the five worst teams in the NFL heading into that week. We're about ready to head into week number 10, and you might be saying, it's easy, Jeremy. It's easy, brother. All you got to do is sort by wins and losses. Go to the five worst in the loss column, and there's your five worst teams. Absolutely not. That's no. Absolutely not. No, there is so much more that goes into what is the worst team in the NFL. For example, did the New York Giants fire their head coach this week? No. No, they didn't. They may be 2-7. Okay, but they are starting to find themselves just a little bit, okay? They are not having a good season by any means, but I promise you, by the time they get to the end of the season, they're going to be talking more about the excitement of what young player they're going to get at the top of the draft this coming April. The Carolina Panthers, okay? That's a team that ever since they made a switch at quarterback has been rejuvenated and found themselves in the winning column a couple of times. Okay? That means vibes are starting to build. The team is starting to gain some morale and some confidence to lead this young team. Now the New Orleans Saints, on one hand, they just fired their head coach. Breaking news, if you didn't hear this, the New Orleans Saints fired their head coach after their seventh straight loss. Okay, they did the right thing. He was losing his team. You could see it after last week's loss in week 9. They had Derek Carr, he's having to go chase down Cam Jordan and get him back into the locker room. He didn't want to go in there. He didn't want to listen to their coach's BS. No, no, no. Now they're going to have a different voice. They're going to have different strategies, and they're going to get back to the way things were at the beginning of the season when this looked like a very confident football team. But they're not there yet. We'll see what happens. But right now, the New Orleans Saints are, by all measures, one of the five worst teams in the NFL right now. We're going to give you the bottom five right now. Number five, the Chicago Bears. There is points of the season where I have thought that this Bears football team, and I'm on the record of saying it, I thought before the season they were going to be a good football team. Well, it turns out they're not. This is a team that now is they looked like a team that was going to have. I mean, they're undefeated at home. Okay, they're at home this week, but last week Caleb Williams had to get peeled off the turf. And then as he's limping off, he's got one of his wide receivers shoulder checking him. That's not how you treat your quarterback, okay? This is a team that appears to not be performing at the level that they thought they would as well. And I thought so too. But here they are. They're 4-4, and they look very, very lost. This is a team that's kind of bounced in and out of the bottom five this season for me. They are coming in at number five, the fifth worst team in the NFL heading into week number 10. Now, we're on WTL, right? So we got to have some best bets. In this football game, I've got a couple best bets because the Patriots have also found themselves in this ranking. They are the fourth worst team, in my opinion, in the NFL heading into week number 10. But the Patriots with Drake May, they look like they've started to find themselves just a little bit. Yes, they're 2-7, and they have an awful road record, okay? Awful road record. But they're staying in football games, okay? Just look at last week versus Tennessee. He's scrambling for his life, just chucks the ball in the air, finds it, and then forces overtime. I mean, this is a football team that's not giving up just quite yet, despite being called soft by their head coach. They are the fourth worst team in the NFL, but I do like them keeping the game close in Chicago. I like the plus 6.5 from New England. I also think that this game is going to be a scoring bonanza. You ever have a word that's in your head? You're like, that's just not the right word. Bonanza is what I wanted. I promise you that was not the word that I was thinking, and I didn't want to say it. I like the over in this game. Patriots at Bears over 39.5. Now, the number three team, third worst team heading into week number 10. Here's the deal. They're on bye, so we're going to give the Las Vegas Raiders a bye on this one. We're not going to beat them up too bad, but this is the kind of stuff you're going to hear on the Bottom Five podcast, and I'll give you my breakdown. Make sure, you know what, not just listen to the show. Go ahead and give us a like and a subscribe as well. So number two, the second worst team in the NFL as we head into week number 10, and nobody is going to argue with this one. It's the Dallas Cowboys. They have completely come in under expectations for them. They definitely thought this was a football team that was going to compete in the East, and they look like an absolute disaster. The Dallas Cowboys play division rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, who, you know what, they have their own messes going on, but they're still sitting at 6-2. So the Cowboys, 3-5, they're at home where they have yet to win a football game. And here's the deal. They may not have QB1. Dak Prescott's hamstring injury, according to Ian Rappaport, may be worse than initially feared, and he's expected to miss multiple weeks. That means Cooper Rush is going to be leading the charge in Dallas, and who knows? Maybe that's the change of pace that the Dallas Cowboys need, but They're also banged up in other areas as well. CeeDee Lamb is not fully healthy. Parsons is hurt. Bland is hurt. The O-line has been an absolute dumpster fire. No running game. In fact, the running game is so bad that they told Ezekiel Elliott to just stay home. And I'm not even kidding. That's not sarcasm. I said it before the season that the Dallas Cowboys were going to be bad this year. Mike McCarthy was on his way out. They were going to hire primetime Deion Sanders to be the head coach next season, and they were going to draft Shadeer Sanders to be QB1. And so far, so good. Everything is lining up for that. With that being said, the Eagles have their own problems. I do like the Dallas Cowboys to keep this game close. I do not feel it's going to be a blowout, and I like the Dallas Cowboys plus 6.5. The worst team in the NFL as we head into week number 10, it's the New Orleans Saints. Here's what I like about them, though. Even though they just fired their head coach, even though they have lost 7 straight games and they've earned this spot by debuting in the bottom 5 as the worst team in the NFL heading into week 10, I like them in this rivalry game. I like the idea of the change of pace at head coach this week. And I like, this is my best bet of the week, I like the New Orleans Saints to win outright. And you can get that plus money, plus 155 money line versus the Atlanta Falcons. Make sure to look us up. It's the Bottom 5 Podcast with Jeremy Odom. And you can find us anywhere that you listen to your favorite podcasts. Now go listen to the fellas and get some good betting advice, would you?
Oh, Jeremy, you're too kind. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Thank you, J.O.
What'd you think of some of those best bets?
Yeah, I really liked a lot of it. The best thing that I liked about that, Andy, is he did not put my Carolina Panthers in that bottom five. He put your Chicago Bears in there, but not my Panthers. Yeah. But no, I really do think that the one that I like the most is the Cowboys to keep that game close with the Eagles. Yeah. A lot of people are down on the Cowboys without, you know, Dak might not play, whatever. I don't really think it matters because I don't think Philadelphia is humming as much as people think that they are. Yeah. I think Cowboys keep it close. I also think that sprinkle with the Saints winning this week might be a good play.
Yeah, that plus 155 money line over Atlanta, kind of like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bears down, down all the way to the bottom five. I get it. I do think it's kind of funny how he has Dallas in the bottom, but he likes them covering the points.
Yeah.
And Chicago being part of hitting that over on 39.5.
Yeah, when you think about those when you think about those two teams, you don't think, okay, these guys are going to score a lot of points, but maybe against each other, they will. So, no, I don't dislike the overplay for the Chicago Bears either.
All righty. Well, Jeremy, thank you much for that bottom five and those best bets that go along with it. Take a minute to recognize one of our fabulous partners, and that is the Nebraska Brewing Company. World class in every glass. Don't go anywhere. This is WTL.
Capitalism is the only way, Leslie. It moves our country forward. It's what makes America great, and England okay, and France terrible.
WTL.
And welcome back, everybody, to WTL, Where's the Line, Nebraska's first and only sports betting show. I'm your host, Andy Klassen, joined by
Jabron,
the Parlay Founder.
You got it. We're back.
Yes, we are, and we got to finish strong like we always do. We're talking Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football, and then a little cherry on top that we're going to get things started with here, an interesting matchup. Have a lot of Minnesota Vikings fans out there.
Of course.
And why not? They should be pretty happy right now.
Yeah.
I'm probably the surprise of the NFL, right? The Vikings?
I would say so, especially how dire they were after J.J. McCarthy went down and then had, oh, no, now we only have Sam Darnold. It seems like it's a pretty good season for them so far, and they just got T.J. Hockenson back. Things are looking on the up and up for the Minnesota Vikings.
And I got to admit, that was one of my misses last week. I thought, you know, they're favored by 5 over Indianapolis. I thought Indy would keep it a little closer than that.
No.
Nope, they end up winning by 8. Did the Vikings? Vikings. Yeah. So skull Vikings, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Vikings had a rough first half against the Colts.
Yes, they did.
Three turnovers, but to their credit, Minnesota cleaned that up in the second, ultimately just giving up 227 yards, 159 passing to the Colts. In the end, pretty solid overall effort by the Minnesota Vikings, like you're alluding to.
All right. So this game's going to be on, this week's game is going to be on Fox, a noon kickoff. The Vikings are heading down to Jacksonville, Florida to take on the 2-7 Jaguars. Vikings open up as a 5-point favorite. A lot of money poured in on Jacksonville. Has already moved that line to 4, 3.5, depending on where you're looking.
Yeah, for sure, Andy. Like you're saying about the Vikings, kind of a surprising season. Very surprising season for the Jacksonville Jaguars. A lot of people have these guys to win the AFC South, and they are not doing their part
in that.
They
were the trendy pick to run that,
they really
that division.
Were. And as for Jacksonville, coming off a rough loss against the Eagles, the Jags had three turnovers in that one, posted just 215 yards, 155 yards passing by Trevor Lawrence. On defense, Jacksonville gave up a ton of yards, 337, as Philly held the ball for 40 minutes of game time. I like the Jags to hang around here for a while, but I envision this going exactly the way with the Colts. The Minnesota Vikings will pull away in the second half. Give me them by 4.5 at least.
And let's give credit to Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I mean, for sure.
he has bounced back. He's got to be up for comeback player of the year.
Has to be.
You know, after sitting behind Brock Purdy for a year out in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And Lawrence is probably the opposite of that. I mean, you mentioned it a moment ago. Jacksonville, there's high expectations on Jacksonville.
Really is.
And just nothing has really panned out for them. They find ways to lose games.
Yeah,
and
they really do.
And it wasn't a blowout last week, but it never felt like they were threatening Philadelphia.
No.
It was an odd game.
Very odd game, but they get in those odd games where they can't move the ball
and they,
lose. They turn the ball over.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, their last win was over New England, and you really can't put too much stock in that.
You cannot. They were in a barn burner against the Titans.
Okay, you like the Minnesota by four?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Minnesota.
How about that total, 47.5?
Yeah, that's probably where it needs to be.
It's
Andy.
Getting bet up. It's
got to get bet up from that. So I would say the over is probably good, just because I think Minnesota is going to get right around 30 points, 28 to 30 points in this game, and Jacksonville can get in the end zone every once in a while. Give me the over on that.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most consistent things out there, is that Minnesota scores between 21 and 31 points per game. Like, that's just what they do.
Yep.
Week in and week out. All righty, should we move on to Sunday night?
Oh, Sunday night.
you're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
You should audition
Carrie.
For that. Yeah, maybe next year.
Maybe we'll next year.
See Jabron. All right. That's on NBC, 720 kickoff. I don't know if Detroit can be any better.
Yeah.
Every week they just impress.
Just
impress.
A lot of fun to watch, too.
They are. And that coach is always wild and crazy. He's getting commercials now.
Yeah.
That is why they are your 3.5-point road favorite over the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
Houston started so good. Man, have they really cooled off, though, lately.
Yeah, and they're still a good team, Andy.
Yes, they are.
They really are. But, yeah, what you got to look in this one, Andy, Detroit comes into this game 4-0 on the road. They go places and they win. Houston, on the other side, has dropped two of their last three games, but they are 4-0 at home this year. Something's got to break here, Andy. Somebody's not going to win at home. Somebody's not going to win on the road.
Yep.
The Texans will definitely be without Stephon Diggs, so that is a huge missing piece for the Houston Texans.
They're getting Nico back, though, aren't they?
Collins may or may not be activated for IR, but he's trending in a good way, like you're saying. So the wide receiver position is going to be thin, even if they have Nico back. The Lions defense does have some question marks, but their offense is so fantastic on the ground and through the air. I do think Houston will be able to move the ball in this matchup, but I'm not going against this Lions team, Andy. Take them on the road by 3.5.
And everyone knows the stat. It's out there. Jared Goff is like 1,002 indoors.
Yes.
I mean, the guy is just phenomenal.
He wins when there is no outside factors.
Yeah, when he's playing on turf and there's a dome over his head, he's done pretty good for himself.
Really good.
That total has not moved an inch. It opened at 48.5. It is staying at 48.5.
Yeah, I mean, most of the people would jump on it and say, yes, do it, but I just have a little bit of skepticism with Houston's ability to score touchdowns in this game.
Okay.
I think they're going to move the ball fine, but I think they're going to have to settle for field goals more often than not, and I don't believe the Lions are going to be able to hold up the entire weight of this over. So I would go under if I had to pick. Price, I'd step it, but give me the Lions by 3.5 and shade towards the under.
Then the Lions defense has played pretty well last couple of games, only allowed 14 points to Green Bay, albeit a beat up Green Bay team and Tennessee. And what can you take from Tennessee? Yeah.
But this still, is a beat up Texas team.
Yeah. And it just seems like the Detroit defense has kind of found their groove where it's like, okay, we just got to get in this kind of a max protect, a lot of DBs, you know, because we know our offense is going to score 40 week in and week out. We just need to be able to defend the pass here and there.
No
kind
doubt.
Of an opportunistic mindset. Yeah, and it works out for them. So it does lend itself to that over.
Yes.
All righty. Should we move on to Monday?
Let's do it. This is going to be fun.
This is the matchup that the NFL was looking for.
Yeah.
The 2-6 Dolphins heading out to Los Angeles to take on the 4-4 Rams.
Yeah.
And the Rams are only a 2.5-point favorite at home.
The reason for that, Andy, is Miami is coming off their best game of the season where they took the Bills down to the wire on the road and nearly won as a 6-point underdog,
Up in Buffalo, too.
Yeah.
Up in Buffalo.
Yeah, very hard to do. Tua is back and has played in back-to-back solid games. The Dolphins' defense could also get back two key players in Sealer and Bradley Chubb. Of course, check the injury report before locking anything in. This is a must-win game for the Dolphins, though. They have to win this game. Like we were saying about the Rams about 2 weeks ago for that Thursday night game where they had to win or they were going to ship a whole bunch of people out of town. Yeah. This is the exact same thing for the Miami Dolphins. They have to win this game. That's why I think the Miami Dolphins can cover this and outright win this game.
The Dolphins are only they're a game behind the New York Jets in the division right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you have to start winning right now. It's not early anymore. They can't afford any more losses, and this looks like an opportune time to get it. And it's funny, like, there's some stadiums that you just have this massive home field advantage. Green Bay, Dallas, you know. And that's just not the case with the L.A. Rams.
Kansas City,
Kansas City, oh my God, Kansas City.
Baltimore, But,
then that's just not the case here for L.A. So you're not worried about the jet lag, going across country, any of that stuff?
No, not really.
Eagles also got the extra day to rest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I just think the Dolphins, they're kind of rejuvenated with Tua back. I think this is just a good spot for them to win. And I think the Rams have already had that point in their season, and they're kind of lightly treading. I think this is a kind of a backdoor win for the Miami Dolphins.
Rams are coming off an overtime win against Seattle, though.
Yeah.
You know, so they give them their flowers. Talk about Miami and getting healthy. Well, I really like what A-Chain's done. He's on my fantasy team. So
of course.
So with all these weapons coming back, offensive weapons coming back, do you like the total at 50.5? You're looking at that over.
I do, just because the Rams got a lot of people back.
Yeah, the Rams are getting healthy too.
And the Miami Dolphins are healthy. No matter what, this is going to be a high-scoring affair. I just think the Dolphins are going to have a little bit more juice at the end than the Rams.
All righty. So you're thinking over 50.5.
Over.
Yeah, that line got opened up at about 50.5, 50, and it really hasn't moved much either. So
a lot of playmakers.
Oddsmakers got that one just about right.
You got it.
All righty, Mr. Parlay Pounder. Do you have a parlay play?
I do.
For the people.
I do. I got a three-teamer, Andy.
Okay.
These are three of my favorite plays of the weekend on the board. The Los Angeles Chargers -7 against the Tennessee Titans. The Chargers at home. I think they roll the Titans at least by a touchdown. My surprise pick, the New York Jets. I think they looked a lot better. They finally got Devontae Adams where they need to be. Going into Arizona, they're +1 right now. I'm grabbing the +1. Take that money line if you want. It's pretty much the same, a little bit better odds for you. New York Jets beating the Arizona Cardinals. And then I'm ending it with my team, my wagon, my everything, the Washington Commanders by 2.5 at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh,
this is going to be one of the best games of the weekend. I love the Washington Commanders. I believe they win at home, even against a good team like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Commanders picked up some talent, too.
No doubt.
They picked up some talent on the off week. Another defensive all-star, you could say. All right, run that back one more time. You got some – I feel like they're not the most obvious picks out there.
No, they're definitely not. Chargers -7 against the Tennessee Titans. New York Jets +1 against the Arizona Cardinals, and then the Washington Commanders take care of business at home, -2.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Chargers, Jets, Commanders, All three of those together put $25 on it to win $132.
Boom. Okay. All right. Well, that's how you got to do it, though.
That's how you got to do it.
You can't just pick favorites all the time if you want to get.
Do not do that.
If you want to get after it.
Let's go.
All right. Well, that'll about do it for us this week, folks. So be sure to follow us over on ESPN Tri-City Radio and their Facebook page. We're also over there on X, and we've been posting videos every single week. College NFL picks, parlays, like you just heard over on our YouTube channel. And you got the old TikTok held down, don't you?
Of course, yeah, at WTL Sports Betting on TikTok. Please check us out. Give us a like, subscribe, comment. We like to hear the chirping as well.
That's right. Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, do all three.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a parlay right there.
That's a parlay.
I love
it. You win every time.
Hey, for Jay. Oh, Jeremy Odom, thank you so much for the bottom five and those power five picks, you could say, plays there. For Joe Braun, the parlay pounder. I'm Andy Klassen. Thank you for listening. This has been WTL.
Nebraska Public Media Sports brings you live all-day coverage of the NSAA High School Football Championships on Monday, November 24th and Tuesday, November 25th. Watch all day, both days on Nebraska Public Media or live stream every game on Nebraska Public Media's YouTube channel.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. But LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, our U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.